Just over 100 days since tragedy unfolded in these grounds, the pain is still fresh as the community mourns the young lives lost on October 1st. After some fans ran onto the pitch that night, police fired 45 rounds of tear gas, including at the stands. That triggered panic and spectators rushed for the exits, only to find many locked. Many fans suffocated in the crush. One of the victims was 17-year-old Rafano. Al Jazeera met his family in a hospital waiting room hours after the tragedy. They were still hoping he would recover. But he died after 20 days in hospital.
I am devastated. His mother, his siblings, we all feel so guilty. If we could turn back the time, we would stop him from going to the match.
Five men, including three police officials, are now on trial in Surabaya on charges of negligence. The parents of the victims are reflecting on what they want now.
What I want is for it to be over swiftly, with a clear outcome, so Malang can have a normal life. That's what I want as a father of a victim, so my son can be happy in heaven.
A verdict is not expected for weeks or even months.
The suspects include the head of the organising committee for the match and the police who gave the orders to fire tear gas in the stadium. They've been charged with negligence resulting in death and could face up to 5 years in jail if found guilty.
Football is one of the most popular sports in Indonesia, but some say it has been improperly managed for years, putting fans at risk.
The Indonesian Football Association, they don't care enough about safety. Safety checks are done, but not properly.
Wiono lost his 22-year-old daughter Vera and is following the trial.
I don't hate the police, but mistakes must be punished. That's all I ask. That's called justice.
He often reminisces about her graduation day. The ceremony was just a few months before she died. Now he says he wants those responsible for what happened to her to be held to account. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.